You are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
Hey, it's the after party for day five.
Yeah, reviewing the penultimate episode of the first season.
Okay, episode five of day five. Beacons in the Dark, which is an appropriate title since now our two group that split into two both are pursuing their own mad hopes for salvation.
Yeah, one's kind of finding a cure, which is the storyline with Allie and Jake and Sam, and the other storyline with Davy J, Ellis, trying to find the source of whatever this mass death sickness is.
And I gotta say, ultimately, despite you know them having a hard won, Ellis and his crew, their goal of turning off the signal. I have my doubts, considering there's a second season, that it's going to have had any effect at all.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. However, Jake, Sam, and Allie actually have found at least a stopgap situation that will at least buy them some time.
Yeah, some type of, like, drug that puts you in a state where you're not totally sleeping, but you're experiencing kind of
Somewhere between napping and like, heavy sleep.
Hallucinating kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Which basically is all nightmares.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
as we see.
Plays effectively a trick on the audience, because you get the two nightmares, and then when you get to the third one, it's set up so, like, you really think that...
You think it's reality.
You think it's reality. Well, we shouldn't have.
Yeah.
I should have totally from the get-go, but they do that nice little fake-out where, like, oh, they're dying, oh, shoo, we saved them, they're fine for a second, because you're like, oh, okay, this is real.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, that's not real.
I mean, we've kind of complained in the past with, like, them playing with, like, hallucination-type stuff, but I think, in episode two, I didn't think it worked all the time, but here I thought it worked really well, where they set it up, especially because everyone, because of sleep deprivation, everyone's acting so strangely, as we meet a new character who, in particular, acts very strangely, that's what that whole kind of sequence works really well.
Yeah, in fact, Jake's dream in particular is like, dude, your head is fucked up.
Yeah.
Man, he has the nastiest dreams, although we did get to see, what's her name, the girl he accidentally let die.
Sarah.
Who's so fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's dancing around and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, this episode gets a win for me.
Doing the wake-up dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the wake-up dance.
We see a return of a lot of those kind of characters we meet in, like, in episode two.
Yeah.
The person who was kind of this weird
drug dealer for Jesus.
And also his little sister Maggie, who I actually thought was a lot better in this episode.
I agree. Actually, we'll say as well, I thought Sam did a really good job in this episode.
What helps is that we're kind of introduced, like, during his dreams sequence, which I guess kind of acts as a flashback as well, we're introduced to his father, played by Matt Hullum, who is one of the co-founders of Rooster Teeth, and obviously is, I think, one of the producers and writers of the series, who does a pretty good job. It's like a lot of times, Day 5, they use humor really well in the opening.
Yeah. Who was the porn star?
I don't know who the lady porn star, but the male porn star in question is Aaron Marquis, who also happens to be the director of this episode.
Hey, man, you get the perks where you can take
I'm very happy for him.
No, I mean, just focusing on first on Jake, Sam, and Alice half of this episode. Obviously, it's very effectively done series of nightmares there.
Yes.
It's nice to see that, no, they did not, in fact, die. The drug works.
Yeah.
However, there's a crazy fucking scientist doctor who invented this stopgap measure who is definitely going to become a villain. I have no doubt about
this episode,
that.
Yes, pretty much sets up a lot. Well, introduces some villains and potentially new threats for future episodes. But that actor who plays that doctor, he set up as a villain, but he has like a really great funny moment where he's kind of introduced to the cast.
Well, because first you're like, oh, he's just an asshole. But then when later you're like, he's like, yeah, we need to find more people to experiment on. RE, they're almost certainly going to die, but we need to take more x-rays to study them. You know, it's like they're basically abducting people from the town for the purpose of murdering them through sleep,
which is as close to the Mad Mech style post-apocalyptic the future that I wanted to touch on. But that actor who plays that doctor, I've seen him in previously. He was he played one of the junkies in season two of Breaking Bad that Walter White confronts, where he's like, stay out of my territory.
Okay.
He played one of those. He was that guy that Walter White was talking to. So I was like, oh, cool. So it's great to see him in
the
show. Yeah,
he looked familiar.
Yeah. I think he's a character actor. He's been in a lot of different things.
But he certainly, they're setting it up. I mean, along with that, we see some of the actual townies there who you're like, okay, obviously these guys are going to come in to mm-hmm. bigger play in the next episode.
Yeah.
Sort of, it felt weird introducing them in the tiny bit that we see of them here.
I wish they kind of...
wish they kind of just saved that for the next episode.
That, or they kind of, like, introduce them early in the episode and they kind of give them a little more scenes. Because it's very abrupt when you kind of see it. And it takes away... Well, it's just like, because we follow, again, we follow the Jake and Sam and Allie storyline, and then the Ella storyline, and then all of a sudden we're introduced to them. It's like, oh, okay. I get it's set up for the next episode, but at the same time, I wish we could have gotten to know them a little bit better.
And Ella's storyline is also equally mix of goofy and dark.
Yeah.
You know, as you finally get to meet the one guy who's still broadcasting the news.
Alonzo, the TV anchor that we actually first see in episode one.
Yeah, who has long since lost his brains. Mm-hmm. Like, he has gone crazy and believes that, you know, he's got to keep doing this. He's doing a force of good and refuses to acknowledge there's any chance that the signal might have buried in it something that caused this in the first place. And when they basically strong arm him, he completely cons them.
Yeah. Evil. He's evil Martin Sheen. He looks exactly like Martin Sheen.
He totally does. Old Martin Sheen.
Yes. Yeah.
But boy, does he get taken out effectively.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was actually, they use CGI blood here, but and most of the time I don't think it really looks all that good in a lot of like movies or TV shows, but I thought they used it really well here.
They also kill off another one of the new cast members.
Yeah, who sadly we didn't really get to know at all.
We didn't really know much about.
Yeah, so when he died, I was like, which one was he again?
Yeah.
So again, I mean, I know it's a limited amount of episodes, but I just, hopefully, I hope that we could have gotten more scenes of him in the previous episode, but it's a cool death scene.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, though. I mean, like, the whole thing, like, you are so far from sure that the signal was what was causing this. Are you really going to risk, is one of y'all really going to risk your life? And I'm going to presume that yes, and A, B, it's going to be the girl who was the guy who dies boyfriend.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems like the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, she's scenario. a little shaken by
just
a little bit happened.
Off. Just a little off. As well, I did want to point out the Michelle Rodriguez wannabe that appears as the military person working for the doctor.
Yes.
I was like, she's cool. I like her. I hope she's the main character.
I think that she's going to have a confrontation with those characters that were introduced who are clearly going to attack the hospital.
Yeah.
So maybe she'll be one of the unfortunate people that will die next episode, one of the first casualties.
Yeah, I have a feeling. And you said the next episode is the finale of season one, right?
Yes. I mean, I imagine, because I don't know if they're going to wrap everything up in that finale of season one. I think they're going to do a second season. I get the sense that
they said they really want to. I have no idea what the numbers have been like for the show.
I don't know either.
Not the slightest idea. So, maybe another season.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping.
It seems to be leading towards that.
Yeah, the next season episode, the final episode, comes out July 31st. And that's Wide Awake.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means.
I mean, well, they do introduce in this episode, like, as Alonzo says, according to different reports he's heard around the world, that there are some areas in which people can't fall asleep. Now, the rumor, so maybe they happen to find one of those areas where they're able to fall asleep, and thus they're able to do a season two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably Austin.
Yeah. Yep. That's definitely.
It's just the east side, dude. Mm-hmm. It's where all the hip people are.
Yeah. Yeah. And get a drink while you're there. So.
South Austin thought they were hip, but they're all dead.
Yeah, they're all dead now. They're riding their stupid bicycles everywhere.
I know, right? Putting their hands on
the car. Don't put your hands on my car. Sorry, that's from a previous thing.
So overall, I thought this was a pretty solid episode. Yeah, I didn't think it was one of the strongest ones they've done, but I will say I think in general the second half of the season has been stronger than the first.
Yeah, it kind of started with episode 3 where... it's more of a horror-based episode.
We started picking up.
Definitely. And I think people should definitely check out the show. If you kind of were unsure after episode 1 or 2, 3 to me is where the series like just gets really, really good. So.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be back in another week with the final chapter of season 1 of Day 5.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 6, Day 5, Wide Awake, coming to your internet July 31st.
Yes.